know, what we can confirm is that there was a policy which includes history as a subject, as one of the core subjects that should be taught to all the children. And so that amounts to saying that it is public policy which enunciates that the teaching of history should be given an important place in the school and in the curriculum. So our view is that, yes, all along over the years, the kind of history that we did, particularly ourselves, before the curriculum reform, which concerns history, we were being taught about Greece, Mesopotamia. We were being taught about the civilization, Greek civilization, Egyptian civilization, and things like that. Some of these things, if one looks back, they did not have relevance, particularly given the fact that these were written by people who came from abroad but who did not really give importance to the history of this particular country. And the reforms that have taken place are more favorable, because for any country, it is very important that the history of the people of that particular country and the history of that particular country has to be taught and has to be learned.
As Zimta, are you happy with the content of this new syllabus? Because the PTUZ says that the history is being distorted in this new syllabus and that teachers are being forced to teach components that are favorable to ZANU-PF.
I'm a teacher myself, and I've taught for slightly more than 20 years. And what I know is that the education policy does not come from a particular part. It is a product of government. And so I find it very difficult to say that the history we are teaching, the syllabus we are teaching, is a product of a particular part. Because what we know as educationists and as a teacher in the classroom is that the curriculum is adopted at a high level. It is highly centralized. The system in education is very highly centralized in Zimbabwe, and the curriculum and syllabuses are a product of government and government policy. And so it is very difficult for us to say, probably it might not be correct to say that this is a product of a particular part, because this is a product of